نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31, Qul, say Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Then what will happen? Yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. I just asked Mawlana now, he reads so beautiful. Mawlana, where you became a Hafiz? He says, there in Benoni. Allah reward him, reward his parents, his asatiza. I asked, where you became Alim? He said, Azadwa. He said, MashaAllah, beautiful, wonderful recitation. And he read the Sunnat Qirat. So now you become the beloved of Almighty Allah and your sins get forgiven. We all commit sins. We are human beings. We have weaknesses. Now listen, my brothers. All of us were here in the first rakat. We read Sajda Tilawat, right? Imam Sahib read and we were behind. So Ramadan Mubarak is coming just 2 months now and few days. Then Ramadan will start. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan, right? So when we read, then there are sajda tilawat in the Quran. So normally what we do, especially, I don't know here, but normally, you see even the imams, they don't read Taraweeh, they read Farari. You know how it goes. So everybody, there's 3-4 readers, and if it's youngsters, then majority of them competing, who can read the fastest, you know. On the radio, one day, one Baji sent the question. He said, our imam, he reads so fast. I sit and read on the chair, but he just make Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. From tomorrow, I'm to bring seat belts and come to the masjid, you see. Because I will tumble, you see, and fall down. So it's like that, you know, today. So I want to teach you a few things that are not normally discussed. See, we read salat, Allah qabul farmaya, Allah accept it. So now, brothers, when we perform sajda in our salat, then it's sunnah to read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, was contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, used to say for the imams, mashallah, Mawlana read nice, the imam should read 5 times, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, so the people behind can read comfortably 3 times. So that's minimum. Anyway, now sajda tilawat. So this is homework for all of us now. So make our holidays into holy days. Use our leisure time in the pleasure of Allah. Both these hadiths are sahih, authentic. I think Mawlana read it. So you can take Mawlana, he'll read it for you, write it for you. So remember this. If you can take me, I'll send it to you also, inshallah. So we got all these duas ready made. So, the first dua we must learn for sajda tilawat. To read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in sajda tilawat is permissible, but not sunnah. Always aspire and find out what is the sunnah. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us for sajda tilawat, read this dua. One short dua, long dua. So we give the short dua first. Imam reads the verse like this morning, and then go straight into sajda, sajda tilawat. So the dua we read, sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. So I took my face and went into sajda. Sometime in Islam, in the du'as, and that face is mentioned, but it refers to the body. Zikrul juz wa muradul kul. Anyway, so that is all now our rhetoric and balagha and so. So I put my body in sajda for you, Ya Allah. You created and gave me the faculty of hearing and seeing with your might and power. So this is first sunnah du'a we must read. It's sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. سَجَدَ وَجْهِي لِلَّذِي خَلَقَهُ وشق سمعه وبصره بحوله وقوته. So that is first dua. So try and learn this, inshallah. Next time we come, we'll test some of you, inshallah. Next dua we should learn is mentioned in Tirmidhi, Sahih Hadith. Four parts to it. I read it, mashallah. I'm sure, I think Mawlana also read it. By the time I read, I see the Mawlana said, Allahu Akbar. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, I went into sajda. In Islam, all of us read Salatul Janaza. So you see in janazah, the imam is there, the people are behind the imam, the mayit is in front of the imam, but there is no ruku, there is no sajda, jazakallah muazzin. There is no ruku, sujood there. Why? Because in Islam, we're not allowed to make ruku, sajda to anybody, king or whoever, except to the king of kings, only Almighty Allah. You must remember that. So, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, you record for me in exchange, in lieu of the sajda I perform, grant me the reward. See, how beautiful the dua. Wa dua' anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, the sajda I made, I'm human being. I committed billion sins, Ya Allah. So remove my vices and my sins in lieu, in exchange of the sajda I made. MashaAllah, you'll stay in Kurtuba. You've got so many accounts here, there, under, inshore, offshore. See the dua. وَضَعْ عَنِّي بِهَا وِزْرَى وَاجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنَّكَ زُخْرَى. Ya Allah, I perform the sajda, make it a treasure for me there in the year after. See how beautiful. وَاجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنَّكَ زُخْرَى. Anything we do, we read salat now, we give charity, we do good deeds. Surah 2, verse 127, this simple dua, I'm sure most of you know it. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Ya Allah, accept from us. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, rebuilt, renovated, refurbished, call it whatever you want to. The Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafah. And then made dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. So in the ending of the dua, وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودِ. If you study Quran Sharif, Surah Yasin, Surah 36, Surah 37, Surah Safat, Surah 38, Surah Swad. In Surah Swad, you read there, verses 24, 25, you will find the story of Dawood alayhi salam. And then he went into sajda and so forth. So therefore the Shafis, they say, this is only Shafis, Shafi ulama, they say, this is not sajda tilawat, it's sajda shukr. So that Shafi, we must make sajda. Shafis, they say, is the sajda shukr. Anyways, academic discussion. So then, so we read this dua, وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي. Ya Allah, accept the sajda from me, كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودِ. As you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. So we got the four parts. Try and learn every day. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, I perform the sajda tilawat, record for me in lieu, in exchange of the sajda, grant me reward. Wa dha' anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, remove my vices and sins with the barakah of the sajda I made. وَجْعَلَهَا لِي إِنَّكَ زُخْرَى. Ya Allah, make it a treasure for me day by you, in the year after. And because that one sajda can become a zariya, a means of our salvation. And in the ending, Ya Allah, ours is all broken, humble effort. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدْ. So you'll learn these two duas, inshallah. So inshallah comes out, you know, when the Jamaat brothers come and say, bhai, you must come 40 days, say inshallah. It's not from the heart, it's from the tip of the tongue, you know. So we said inshallah now like that also. We'll learn inshallah. Inshallah. Second one is holidays. So what you must learn? Those of you who are hafiz, mashallah, you learning, preparing for Taraweeh and so forth, inshallah. So the others, what must you do? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lawadittu. In the Arabic language, wadittu means, it is my ardent al-mubalagha fit tamanni. It is my strong, ardent desire. حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying أنها في قلب كل إنسان من أمتي. The Surah Yasin, everyone must learn by heart. Male, female, adult and children. How many of us know Surah Yasin by heart? So long we are Muslim, we born Muslim with Allah's help. Some people embrace Islam, but still we didn't learn. Surah 36, 83 verses. Every day you learn 1, 2, 3 verses of surah. Before the schools open, inshallah, you hafiz. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, ye meri dili tamanna hai. Hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar. So always remember, we must try and please Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ye to iman ka taqaza hai. That is what iman is teaching us. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 62. وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَيُّرْدُوهُ إِنْ كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you have true iman, then your aim must be to please Allah جل وعلا and حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم, even if people are upset with us. That is what iman is teaching us. Today what we did, we say no, we will look for loophole. So رَازِي رَهِ رَحْمَان بِي خُشْ رَهِ شَيْطَان. We want to please Allah also, and we want to please Shaitan also. So now, just now we did program, you know, on the radio we do. So my brother Ahmad, he took me there to the Musalla. First in my life I'm seeing all these places. We come here, just say majlis with Hazrat, and then we go away. I mean, I never saw all these places, you see. Now I was there, I did the program from there. So one brother says, we are on a family group. It's all mahram and there's, you know, brother, sister, uncle, auntie. He says, but I want to get out of that group. Is that severing family ties? I said, no, it's very good. You must get out from there. Because they will make so much unnecessary panchat and all funny, funny things. So you will have ladies on there to say, what you cooking today? One will say biryani, another one say akni, another one will say plow. All waste of time, please. Study Quran, chapter number 23, beginning of 18, Supara. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. That the true believers, they shun and they move away from all futile speech and futile actions. Imam Abu Hanifa, you heard? His name was Nu'ban bin Thabit. He used to wear rings, you know, here on this finger or this little finger. On that was engraved, Jirmuhu Swagir wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The tongue, the size of it is very small. The crime it commits is very big. You tell your wife nonsense, you will see what she will tell you after 1 year. You think of a woman, they forget. They will tell you after 1 year your history and geography also. What you think? And you praise them, then mashallah. They will go for mi'raj, you know, and this type of thing. So brothers, remember these lessons here, that we all must try and use our leisure time in the pleasure of Allah. Number two, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the same words, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my heart's desire, every one of you, especially you're not hafiz, then become hafiz. Tomorrow Allah will raise you with the hufaz, inshaAllah. Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, learn Surah Mulk by heart, everyone, male, female, adult and child. That is the wish, the desire of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So now chapter 67, 30 verses, every day you learn one verse, in 1 month you know it by heart. So what's so difficult in that? Not now you're doing hifz class or something, you must learn 13 pay lines or 15 lines or 20 or learn the whole surah in 1 day. There's 1, 2 verses every day, inshallah. Read to your wife read to you. Create the environment and so forth. Next one, man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah adha'a lahu min al-nur ma bayna al-jumu'atayn. It's sahih hadith in Sunan Nasai Muslim Sharif. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf on a Friday, Allah, during the day now, Allah will bless you with nur, radiance, effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. Why Surah Kahf? We just read it, those of us. Some don't read. Those who read, mashallah. But what is the lesson of it? You see, when you study society, study Kurtuba, study Senten, study Gauteng, study South Africa, study Africa, wherever you go, So you will find one group are the youth. So the starting of Surah Kahf is telling us about the seven youngsters. So the king summoned them. Daqyanus was the king. Tanpot dictator, you will say in English. Tyrant. Like how today we have. If you don't agree with them in the Arab countries, Muslims, they put you in jail, torture you, kill you. Nobody will bother about you. You see what's happening in the world today. So the Daqyanus. The Daqyanus, he called the seven youngsters. They say, who you believe in? They said, Rabbuna Rabbus Samawati wal Ard. We believe in one Allah. He is the creator of the entire universe. He said, you're so young. Tomorrow I'm going to summon you here again. If you give me the same answer, it's death penalty. Go now. Now imagine that you have the sword hanging over your head. So now they moved. What dua they read? Seven youngsters. Quran speaks. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. Ya Allah, grant us such special mercy. And wahayyi' lana min amrina rashada. Ya Allah, all our matters, Ya Allah, you make arrangements for it. So then, ghar-e-hira. Ghar means the narrow cave. Kahf means the broad cave. So then they went into the cave. They were so sincere. Allah wants to show karamat, elevate their rank and status. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ سَلَاثَ مِيَةِ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. If you count Sawla calendar, 300 years they stayed there, Quran says. If you count Luna calendar, 309 years they stayed there. Allah protected them. They looked, they couldn't find them. They were there and the mouth of the cave closed. So Allah protected them. And anybody want to come near, outside, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ زِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ. Outside is the dog also. The dog went to pious people. Allah mentioned the dog in the Quran. Suhbat-e salih, salih kunan, suhbat-e tali, tali kunan. You sit with the pious people, Allah Ta'ala will elevate us. And we sit with other upside down, then things go wrong also. So we should think about that. So first lesson of Surah Kahf, our youth. Where are our youth today? Where are our sons today? Where are our children today? We don't even know sometimes. Every second, third day I get questioned. My son wants to get married to a non-Muslim. My daughter ran away. My daughter is pregnant, non-Muslim maid. And it's become so rife. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Because we don't know what is tarbiyah. We have to nurture, train our children, give them the true Islamic teaching. Second lesson for the corporate world, Surah Kahf. So one person, Muslim, pious person. Another person, to use our language to resonate with you, capitalist, secularist, all that. So he, the pious person, told him, why when you enter your orchard, your farm, you don't say, Lola is dakhalta jannataka kult, ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. See, Quran. You see your business, you see your farm, you see your car, you see this, your wife, you see that. So you say, ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Today when we ask the people, buy, what is this? You say, my shop, my warehouse, my factory. Say, ma sha Allah. Then we see his house, we see this, we say, subhanallah. So, but when he sees his wife, he says, inna lillah. So I ask, why you say inna lillah? He said, when I married her, she was 1 liter. Now she's gone 5 liters. But whose children? It came from the sky. Isn't it your children? Look at yourself. What, you also sweet 16 now, sweet 18? No. So now we all are getting old. So brother, make qadr of your wives also. That's our topic for today's Jummah, because there's nikah. So when you see the bounties of Allah, ever recurring, showering, Quran is teaching us, say, ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa. He told him, why you don't bring iman? Thank Allah. You see, today the secularist world, secularism means to take you away from all material, all religions, especially Islam. Capitalism is what? It's my skill, my business acumen, my degrees, my intelligence. When they told Qarun, spend in the path of Allah. You see, where Allah comes in the equation. إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. With my knowledge, my degree, my business acumen, my shrewdness. So remember, then Allah opened the land and the sand. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ. Who was he? مَلْيَنَي بَلْيَنَي تَرَلْيَنَي زَلْيَنَي. Everything in second, one she was gone, finish and go. That is Allah. So me and you, we should think, what is the lesson? So what is the lesson? So he told him. He said, what Allah? One day came, storm, hurricane, wind came, flattened everything of his. You reading Surah Kaf. يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْ. He wring his hands. يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. How I wish I shouldn't make shirk and that I should have listened. How many of us we read Salatul Shukr daily? How many of us read our Salat daily? We traveling, going Durban, Cape Town, Dubai, India, here and there, New York, London, and where and where. People go for Umrah. They're more interested in the two rakat, Nafil Salat, which is Nafil. You read, it's fine. You don't read, it's fine. There's no sin. You just make intention, it's fine for Umrah. So, what the Zuhur Salat, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, 90%, 80%, they must sit in the plane. So what good is that Umrah? I'm asking you. Umrah most is Sunnah. And now, en route to Umrah, en route to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina, we must 2-3 Salat. Be honest. Do you think Allah will be happy with us? Do you think the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be pleased with us? Which kind of Umrah is there? Which kind of Ziyarat is there? Think, brothers. So we should have our priorities right in life. Remember that. So this person then, Allah spoke about the corporate world. You'll all know the surah. Surah 100. Surah wal-adiyat. Allah praises the loyalty of the horses. Wal-adiyati dabha. Wal-muriyati qadha. Any crook come, you know South Africa. Yeah, mashallah, you're all safe, mashallah. Allah keep us safe always. So remember that. Then the crook come, does come. Then the horse say, how dare you touch my manager, my owner, my trainer, whatever. So that Allah praise him. Allah juxtaposes, draws a comparison between Hazrat Insan, me and you. The masterpiece of his creation and the horse. Horse loyal to Allah. Me and you, Insan. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر. He's very very لَكَنُود is hyperbole, is مُبَالَغَ, intensive form. He's very very ungrateful to Allah. Why? وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he bears testament. When I had little, then I carried on in life. Now Allah gave me thousands, millions. So now in South Africa, you can buy anybody off basically, buy the Prime Minister or buy the Minister or buy the President or buy the Judge also. When we were in school, there's Suleiman Janu and me, we were together in same class. So what we used to learn that time? You must be sober like a judge. So today on the radio I asked, how many judges are sober? They also, half of them drunkies. You understood? Now especially December and all that. So it's like that today. So you must remember this kind of thing. So what has happened to us? You can buy anybody off today, you see. 90%. So buy the Maulana, buy the Muftis up also off. What is that today? You know how it is. You want the fatwa. Say, yeah, go by him. Why you want to go by him? You get the right fatwa. The right fatwa. You know how it is. So that is how things work. Quran is telling us. Why the ingratitude to Allah? Why the ungratefulness to Allah? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. This heart has got saturated with the love of excessive wealth. So the heart is saturated. Bring more and more. What you're talking now, and no more deal in rands. Rand is waste of time. Bring the dollars. In Arabic, they can't say dollar. This Arab, they say dollar. Bring the dollar. So that is now the heart. So when the heart gets saturated with love of this wealth, excessive love, then where this place to love Allah Ta'ala? Where this place to love Nabi Alayhi Salaam? Where this place to love Deen of Islam? That is our weakness, all of us, 99%. So think properly. That is Surah Kaf. Third lesson, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam delivered a wonderful, great lecture. And then somebody asked him, Ya Musa, 136 times his name is mentioned, I told you last night. In the noble Quran, he was dark in complexion. So they asked him, Man a'lamun nas? That who is the most knowledgeable person? The answer he gave is right. He said, Ana, I. But Allah don't like when you say I. He should have said, Allah a'lam, only Allah knows. So Allah Ta'ala, not South Africa now, Allah Ta'ala told him, now you Musa alayhi salam, you go to where? Majma'ul Bahrain, the two oceans meet. Where it is different, but definitely not South Africa. So, just now you go tell somebody they met in Cape Town. You know, we South Africans also, we make some of our own funny. So it's somewhere else. People say he's there and there. Anyway, but not South Africa. So he went long journey. Then they even passed the place where they're supposed to meet. And he said that now we pass, let's walk back. See, Allah is showing now for knowledge, you must make sacrifice. So when he came there, he made Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam. Said, I want to study by. He said, go, you can't study by. Say, I want to study. He said, no, you can't make sabr. When I'm to do something, then you will. He said, no, I promise you. He said, you sure? He said, 100%. He said, I'll study. فَانْتَلَقَا They went. So then they went in the boat, in the ship, free of charge. You know, for the Maulana, they said, no, for you, it's free. Like, what does count? You know how it is. So they saw these are two great pious people. Nabi Musa, Khidr alayhi salam, they knew him. Jump in free of charge. So the boat is going. Yeah, Khidr alayhi salam took something, damaged the boat. Musa alayhi salam told him, you will drown us. What's wrong with you? They took Rika Allah. Said, you see, I told you, you want to study, you must keep quiet. Say, oh, forgive me, nasitu, I forgot. Okay. Fantalaqa. Now they're walking. You see a small boy, Ghulam, 8, 9 years old, by the banks of the ocean, he took his neck and wringed it and killed him. Said, you committed homicide, you committed murder, masum baby boy, what's wrong with you? Said, you see, I told you, you must keep quiet, but you don't listen. He said, no, that time I forgot, now I made mistake. I said, okay. I give you one more chance. I told you keep quiet. That's why I told you you can't study by me. So he said, no, I'll listen. So, فَانْتَلَقَا They land up in Antakya, in Turkey. That's what ulama wrote. So now they ask the people, now, yeah, mashallah, so much barakat. This one will say, come my house, this one will come by. We got one stomach, now what we can eat and drink and all. Come my house, breakfast, nashta, then lunch, and then supper, and then that's it. So when they went, they both were hungry. They asked the people food for abau ayyudayifu. I said, go from here, no food for you. Imagine Anbiya, they said, no food for you. In Antakya, in Turkey. The ulama wrote the tafsir. Then there was a wall falling. So he, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, went, he just make little bit this, this, all that, the wall is standing. Nabi Musa alayhi salam couldn't stick it. You see, then these people don't give us food. And then you go fix up the wall, that also free of charge. What's wrong with you? So he told him, you see, now you go, hada firaqu baini. I give you 3 chances, salam alaikum. So Musa alayhi salam then regretted. He said, why I spoke? He said, anyway, before you go, let me give you the reason. That is why Allah sent you here. There's different type of knowledge. This knowledge you don't have. You have other knowledge. Amma safina, the boat, it was going in that direction. There was the tanpot dictator there. If he saw the boat in immaculate condition, then he will confiscate it and steal it. But if you see damage like this, you know, like a car today, you see, tur-tur, you know, that footstools, you know how it works. You all know about cars, you know better than me. I just let it go. Even these crooks, they want all smart hijacking. Allah forbid, Allah protect. So, they said, yeah, it's damaged, man, let it go. So, I saved the boat for these poor people. That is why. But you want to object. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامِ This youngster, had he grown up, his parents should love him so much, he should be kufar, non-Muslim, and make his parents also non-Muslim. So better than he making his parents non-Muslim, I finish him up. Now, you don't mean me and you catch one youngster here, go ring his head, take out your AK and just shoot him dead.
Say this guy will become non-Muslim. Why? He should get wahi. Not that we start doing our own things here. You see? So now I heard him saying that this. So he used to receive. He said, وَمَا فَأَلْتُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. It's all Allah said. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارِ and the wall, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ. That under that wall there was big khazana, big treasure, kanzul lahuma. Now if that wall had to fall, the treasure should come out and people will just start taking, looting. Then they will be deprived. So therefore I put it up, when they grow up, Allah will tell them where they must go, inspire them, they will find. You see, now you Nabi Musa alayhi salam, a Nabi, but you didn't want to make sabr. Like today, you ask Mawlana. So now Mawlana Abu Sufyan, mashallah, that when you're in class doing hifz, sometimes the teacher will tell you a lot of things. Or you're studying in the Darulum, teacher, sometimes you're hiding, but nowadays you can't give, you know how it is. So now I say, ah, there's Mawlana, he shout us tomorrow, let me go. So if you want, you have to learn and make a lot of sabr. We weren't studying here, we were in Karachi, you know. And what about the ulama, our Mawasema, rahimahullah? He was born in 1920, our principal in Newcastle. 35 he went. He came back in 44. He used to tell the Cape Town students, we had mostly Cape Townian. See, every 10 days, 10 weeks you want to run. He should speak like that when he gets angry. You want to run Cape Town? I spent 10 years in India. I didn't come back home. Because he went in 35 and came back in 44. And his mother passed away and that ship also. The ship's name, S.S. Tilawa. So when I speak of that last thing, now we must eat Ishraq and go, you see. So you must remember that the ship's name was S.S. Tilawa, but his asatiza, everyone waliullah. Hazrat Mawlana Abdurrahman Amrohi, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, Hazrat Mawlana Badri Alam, and like that, all giants, mashallah. Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani is also his teacher. So Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani passed away in December. You must remember, 15 December 1949. So he's buried in Karachi. So all that are his giant teachers. So when he was leaving, so they told him, ye jang ka zamana hai, is World War II. So you better read Leela fi Qureshin and Durood to Najina. So Allah, more than 1,000 passengers, 200, 250, whatever. Mawlana told me 125. But I see nowadays the documents are coming out, they say 200 something. But personally when I asked him, he told me 125. You say we were over 1,000 passengers and Allah protected. We are, you know, different nights. Imagine in the middle of the ocean, you're on a raft. And Allah saves you. You to cry, ya Allah save me, I make khidmat of your deen. What khidmat Allah took from me? So that is barakat of Durood Sharif, barakat of Quran, all that. So today is Jumu'ah, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of this week is what? Durood Sharif. I told you last night, what is Durood? That is, who remembers? What is Durood? I told you last night. You don't need Tawiz or what?
Plenty profit quickly.
Ah, mashallah. That you have crops, you have harvest, and then you sell it minimum time for maximum profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. So read Durood Sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simple. And Allah will reward us with optimum, maximum reward, okay? So inshallah, I'll be back here, 12:15, 12:20. Azan is 12:25, right? And then 12:30 is lecture, inshallah. And then khutbah, salat, and then is nikah, inshallah. So we'll meet you, inshallah. And tonight, Maghrib time, will be there in Masjid Khalid bin Walid. I think first time I'm going to go to that Masjid. So maybe we Masjid Asr there. We can check the Masjid out properly. So, Mawlana, you got Asr here, no? Stick. Where's this? Oh, it's hidden there in the itikaf. Because first thing I see in a Masjid house, the steps and Asr. You know, I wear size 13 shoes. Now some people, they make the Remember, Allah gives them hidayat, they make for size 6, size 7 shoes, then I have to keep my feet like this. And if there's no stick, I'll collapse. So yesterday I was saying, well, I don't see no stick here, because I'm looking here, I see, oh, you put the strategy and etiquette, so it's alright. So inshallah, so we'll be here inshallah for this thing, for the Jummah also inshallah. Right, now it's time up, isn't it? For Ishraq. See, we can't go for Umrah, we can't go for Hajj. Hajj now, you want to go with your wife, is 500,000, 1,000,000 with the shopping and all. Umrah also a lot of damal and all that, how expensive. So every day make Umrah Hajj, yeah, Hadith in Tirmidhi, you read 2 rakat salat, Umratun wa Hajjatun, Tamma, Tamma, Tamma. Thrice. The Master alayhi salam said that you engage yourself after Fajr in good actions. So this is good action, alhamdulillah, Allah accept. And then we read 2 rakat salat, you get the optimum, maximum reward. So Allah, every day read. Allah Ta'ala will make our time. You want to read 4 is better. You read 2 shortcut also is fine. I read 2 because I'm musafir. No, but I'm not musafir. Length 2 years, I'm not musafir. No. But shortcut we'll make inshallah. You want to make 4, alhamdulillah. So read 2 inshallah. Make sure you got huzu. Sometimes we're catching and then we collapse also when we read 2 rakat, you know. When we're becoming hafiz, you see, now our huzu never broke. How many times the huzu used to break? We were youngsters, we're on baligh and all, you see. Say, no, that masla we all knew. We're not baligh, it's alright. Say, kullu halal. Understand? So we make everything jayis for ourselves, understand? So Allah Ta'ala forgive us also. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, wa nashirullah.